is VOH's Via Remote.
I'm Laurel Bowman. Armenian President Armen Sarkisian said Saturday he had refused to sign an order from the prime minister to dismiss the army's chief of staff, deepening a national political crisis. The ex-Soviet nation has faced turmoil since Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan signed a Moscow-brokered peace deal in November, sealing a humiliating defeat to Azerbaijan after 6 weeks of fighting over the disputed Nagorno-Karabakh region. Divisions widened Thursday when the prime minister defied a call by the military to resign, accused the army of an attempted coup, and ordered the chief of the general staff to be fired. On Saturday, the country's president said that he would not back the sacking, saying the political crisis won't be resolved through personnel changes. Earlier in the day, 5,000 opposition protesters waving Armenian flags and calling for the prime minister's resignation gathered in the capital, Yerevan. Gunmen in Nigeria on Saturday released 27 teenage boys who were kidnapped from their school last week in the northern state of Niger, while security forces continued to search for more than 300 schoolgirls abducted in a nearby state. Schools have become targets for mass kidnappings for ransom in northern Nigeria by armed groups, many of whom carry guns and ride motorcycles. And Chinese officials have signaled that Beijing plans sweeping electoral changes for Hong Kong, possibly as soon as next week, when China's parliament, the National People's Congress, opens in Beijing. And Britons bid farewell in a televised funeral Saturday to Captain Tom Moore, the 100-year-old war veteran who raised millions of dollars for the health